olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Toe oni aso na mga ngalo lea matatalaina mai le falepuipui, mai se falepuipui Indonesia, se tangata e ngoa ia Uma Patek. O ia le nei na fausia pomu ia na faiai le osofa inga o ni falekalapu i kuta i Bali i le tausanga lua afe ma le lua. E to alua se lau ma le lua tangata na maa liliwai, e ao fiai ma tangata anu au se talia e to avalu se fulu ma le valu. Mo le ali i o Paul Vani i au se talia nei o se faai unga matua le tala fea ngai le faa saoloto ina o Uma Patek. O Paul Vani i le tausanga lua afe ma le lua, o lo ta alo la kapiliki ma na ta fafao i Bali ma nisi o le au. E to aono i la tau o le au la kapiliki le ana ta alo ai ma Paul Vani na mali liu i le osofa inga i Bali.
We're completely outraged. We just cannot believe that somebody could make a decision like this to allow an assassin and a murderer out of prison in 10 years, so close to the 20th anniversary of that bombing. It's just frightening. Our members, our families, our friends, we just cannot believe it. We're in absolute shock and awe. And for the little amount of publicity that it had received or knowledge of this person being released, there was zero. There was nothing. There was no communication, nothing.
O le ali'i o Uma Patek, na fa'aingoina o le Demolition Man, o na olona tomai, i le fawina o pomu. Na saunoa Paul Vani, i le tūlanga la matia o le saunga le mu, i le toe tatala mai i tua o Uma Patek.
It brings fear to some people. Allowing somebody with these skills back out into the streets, whether they say he's reformed or not, I don't believe it. You can't be. For somebody to do that in the first instance, I don't care how much reprogramming or mind manipulation, you cannot bring somebody like that back into the community safely.
E ui o ia na fawina pomu, na fayai leo sa fainga, e lata I le se fulu tausanga o lafi ma sola sola Uma Patek mai leo leo. Na mulimuliane pu e ina o ia masaisaia I Pakistan I le tausanga e lua afe se fulu malatasi, matoa e whaafo I mai ai I Indonesia e tali I ona mōlianga I le osofa inga o falekalapu I Bali I le lua afe malelua, atoa I manisi mōlianga I osofa inga na whaia I malu malu po falesā o le tāpua inga Kerisiano I le tausanga e lua afe. E lua sa fulu tausanga I le fale pui pui lo na whaasalanga na aumaia le whaamasinonga. Ai olea wali ipatia mai, le ono tatalaina o ia, ai le imae ao na tuli le afao lo na whaasalanga. Na whaalia le palemia Anthony Albanese o se whaai unga o le ato e whafangu mai ei le ti ngā ma mawhatianga I ainga ma aumea mamae o I lato una maali liu.
I say that this will have a devastating impact on the families. They are going through a trauma in memory of their lost loved ones. We lost 88 Australians in that terrorist attack. And certainly the Australian government will be conveying diplomatically very clearly our view of this. They have a system whereby when anniversaries occur quite often, sentences are reduced and commuted for people. But when it comes to someone who's committed such a heinous crime, a designer and maker of a bomb designed to kill people, to kill and maim, then we have a very strong view. Indonesia, of course, is a sovereign nation, but we do respectfully put forward our view in the strongest possible terms about this.
Le palemia Anthony Albanese. Nā saunoa ia le suite itai o le Liberal Party, Susan Lee, I le wireless I le radio 2GB, ua tatau I le palemia, ma le malo tele o na whaailoa sao I le Presidente o Indonesia, Joko Widodo, le tūlanga o le malo, matangata I au se talia nei, I le whaai unga e whaasa olotoina Uma Patek.
We saw Anthony Albanese on his bike riding around with President Widodo a couple of months ago. I think he needs to get on his bike and pick up the phone. And this is, you know, he's talked about diplomatic representations. This is not weasel words on a prime ministerial letterhead. This is not some diplomat picking up the phone to another diplomat. This should be our prime minister on the phone to his counterpart before this guy gets out of jail to say, we're not happy and we don't like it and we don't accept it, so that we can explain that our national interest and our national feelings are very, very strong on this issue, and remind the president of that fact. And I'm not saying it should be a disrespectful conversation, but I'm saying it should be a firm one, and it should have happened already.
Le suitetai o le Liberal Party, Susan Lee. Mo le ali'i o Cameron Early, o se teimi whaingata. Ia te ia aso whaamanatu o leo so whainga i Bali. Ona olona tina, se tasi o tangata anu au se talia na maliwai.
I believe that the government should do a little bit more, maybe not behind closed doors, come out publicly and say something a bit stronger. You know, it was a massive thing that, you know, tore this local community apart, plus obviously Australia as well. So I think if they could come out and back us and support us a little bit more, whenever the Bali anniversary comes along, it always brings a lot of emotions out. But something like this, it's definitely going to bring up a lot more raw emotion and sadness and anger, definitely.
Cameron Early. Ole aso se fuluma le lua o kitopa, ole tausanga nei. E atua tonu iei le lua se fulu tausanga, ole o sofa inga i Bali. Ole reporting fa maupopoina e Amelia Dunn, mole SBS News.
Toi fia whaafafonga i nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga i le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.